What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory.
Put them together.
You better put them hands together.
It's the weekend on B&E, show of the people, getting you into a what's going to be warm and humid weekend, unseasonably warm. This temperatures and humidity in the air. It'll be cold by Halloween, right, Buck? We'll get some more cold,
yeah.
Mr. Almanac.
Absolutely. We're going to get some real cold weather here in late November and December. So.
When I was a kid growing up in Houston, I used to be grumpy when Halloween would be hot. Because, you know, you're going to put a costume on. And,
of course.
And you'd want to go trick-or-treating, and it's October 31st, and then you're, like, sweating. I always hated that. But we'll see where we're going. I did see where the La Nina weather pattern was predicted yesterday for the winter months here in Central. La Nina, Mr. Almanac, what does that mean? Wetter than usual?
Yes.
Colder than usual?
Just colder.
Okay.
But nothing like last year. We shouldn't have any of those episodes.
Yeah, let's not hope. Let's hope so. Like the week-long freeze?
Yeah, no.
But
we're going to have more cold weather, though, which is okay.
We gotta figure that out. Hey, but Zay, at least if you get stuck up here for 6 days living at the radio station, we've got those MREs that we brought back from
Fort
Hood.
True.
We got those rations.
It's now time to chow down. Put those
I'll be more prepared this time around.
Yeah, put those babies to use.
We loaded some of those MREs into the closet here, so we've got them for an emergency situation. And we appreciate the folks at Fort Hood for donating those to us. But we got a lot to do.
And eat the tortillas, too. Don't be afraid to eat those. Those are okay.
Yes, you did eat that.
I did.
That was gross that morning.
Yeah, you're telling me.
The smell still kind of lingers.
Wonder why I had that attack, maybe. Maybe it just took a while.
No, that's government issued, man.
Yeah.
It's the government food.
So is cheese sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're going to have tonight over at
Lake
Travis
Burger Center, baby.
Game. Yeah, man. What are you going to have? The
double
the
atomic I'm going double handfuls.
Your doctor's not going to be happy with you. You had a scary incident just 1 week ago.
Yes.
Why don't you let Hona get the nachos and you can have one?
One?
Two?
You can't have like one or two nachos. You got to. And then when you get to the bottom, you got to take your finger and swipe it across the bottom and put it in your mouth after everybody else's hands have been in there.
Gross. All right, let's get to your headlines, trending topics, and our buddy Rodney Rodriguez, our racing guru, race expert, will help us out with what's going on at COTA this weekend. How big is this race? Formula One, one of the six final races on the calendar. It's coming here. It's the world's biggest race this weekend, and it's in Central Texas. First, let's get the news. Top Gun, Law and Quint Reynolds bring you the trending headlines, including the L.A. Dodgers staving off elimination last night. Game 5 of the NLCS, National League Championship Series. Dodgers get out the big sticks and beat the Braves 11-2. Chris Taylor belted not one, not two, but three home runs in the game. And drove in six. He's the 12th player with three home runs in a Major League postseason game, but the first ever do it in an elimination game. He joins the likes of Reggie Jackson and Babe Ruth in October lore. That series now shifts back to Atlanta for Game 6 tomorrow. Game 6 of the American League Championship Series is tonight down in Houston. Astros a win away from another trip to the World Series. Luis Garcia, the rookie right-hander, facing Nathan Eovaldi in the pitching matchup there. The family of University of Texas student and Longhorn linebacker Jake Unger released a statement yesterday in which they have announced that the 20-year-old and his May death was due to an accidental drug overdose. In the statement, the Ellinger family says they learned that Jake accidentally overdosed on May 6th on what was believed to be the prescription and anti-anxiety medication Xanax that was laced with the powerful opiate fentanyl. Family added that they hope releasing the information will help shed light on the problem and prevent other families from suffering such tragedies. 2021 Longhorns, meanwhile, continue to prep for their bye week, or enjoy their bye week, prepping for Baylor a week from tomorrow. Good news from a report at Horns 24/7 yesterday that starting linebacker Jamarvion Overshown has been cleared from concussion protocol, should be good to go against Baylor in a week. He'll be back on the practice field next week. A few college football games last night, including the undefeated SMU Mustangs, improving to 7-0. They beat up on Tulane last night, 56-26. NFL Week 7 opened at the Dog Pound in Cleveland. Browns beat the Broncos 17-14. NBA, disappointing opener for Jason Kidd and the Dallas Mavericks. His debut did not go well in Atlanta. They lose to the Hawks 113-87. And on the high school football scoreboard, big win for Cedar Park. They beat Pflugerville last night 37-32. You can find all the Thursday scores and preview the weekend of games, the Friday night of games, at FlexATX. That's FLXATX.com, our great high school football website.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. Football's back. Come do your end zone dance after you buy or rent the equipment you need and win a bottle of 1942 Don Julio or Blanton's Whiskey. TopGun.net will shoot you straight.
Here we go, Buck. This says La Nina actually means warmer and drier. So we're on point as usual there. Don't listen to Mr. Almanac.
Listen to Mr. Almanac. He steered you right all summer long.
You did. So what are you saying? Wetter this week, this summer, but not as cold?
I said it's going to be wetter this summer and not as hot, remember?
You did, all summer long.
Yes, and we didn't really have a really hot summer. We didn't get in a bunch of 100-degree temperatures.
Yeah, only like 5 days of 100
degrees,
maybe.
And we got some nice rain, too.
What's your almanac say for the winter?
It's going to be cold, colder than usual. Okay. A lot more into those 30s and, you know, low 40s, but not the craziness we went through last year. But we won't get on back to a normal weather pattern until next summer, where it will be back into those 100, you know, those hundies.
Searing temperatures,
yes,
all summer long.
Absolutely.
Yes. It says, I picked up D'Ernest Johnson before the game last night. I did that too. Fantasy football, you know, it's that time of year with the bye weeks. Like you're losing.
I just picked a goodie.
Yeah, well, because you're losing guys like Zeke, and I got Austin Eckler out with the Chargers. He's on a bye. So, yeah, that's always fun on fantasy football when you pick up a guy like D'Ernest Johnson, who in 2019 was playing for the Orlando Apollos of the Alliance of American Football, and he chugs for 146 yards and a touchdown last night. Sweet.
Yeah, and you know what? Some of the Spanish Oaks that are out there right now are starting to turn colors a little bit too. The Red Oaks that we have, they're pretty.
Yeah.
And you can go out to the Hill Country and see some really pretty stuff right now. It's going to be warm this weekend, but they've already kind of turned, so it's a great weekend if you want to take Mom out for a little drive.
Ooh. We're driving to Dallas this weekend.
So oh, that's a long drive.
Denton, Texas. Hey, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. He is our racing guru and expert. You hear him every Saturday or when the Longhorns aren't playing an 11 o'clock game, which is every Saturday now, on Revved Up ATX. He's our buddy Rodney Rodriguez. Rodney, how are you, bud?
How are we doing, guys? Great weekend to load up Mama and take her to Coda.
Coda this weekend.
Yeah, she'd like to go see Billy Joel. Most of the other stuff she'd probably pass on, though.
Oh, no. Ladies like the racing, Roddy, right?
They like the motorcycles, Roddy. Man, that's what they like.
They like it all, man. If you're a race fan in Texas right now, this is back-to-back weekends. You NASCAR in Fort Worth last weekend.
Yep.
And now you're coming to this. And, yeah, I've said it all along, you know, kind of thing with Formula One, where it's like, yeah, a lot of people go for the race secondary. But, like, this year, the racing is really good, real damn good.
This is the biggest race in the world, is it not, Roddy, this weekend?
This is huge. This is huge. And I think this is where the pandemic changed so many things. I think that the fact that last year we didn't have this race in the United States, and we have it in our backyard in Elroy. You've got people coming. This is going to be the biggest crowd ever. And I mean, this place, I was looking yesterday, there is not a ticket available for Sunday.
Yes.
So they are, I mean, if you're out around the airport, you better pack a lunch because you aren't going to be moving very fast.
Yeah, well, they're coming, and obviously they're encouraging folks to take the shuttles and, you know, don't not try to drive out there. The parking's already taken and accounted for the 100,000-plus that'll be there. And, Rodney, it is a big race. I mean, this is, you know, we know Lewis Hamilton has dominated this race and this racetrack since it's come online 10 years ago. But here's this young guy, Max Verstappen, and Team Red Bull. They actually lead the points race right now. He's 23, trying to win his first championship. Lewis Hamilton's won 7 or 8 of these things. He's the best in the world. But this is a good race between two great racers and race teams.
It really is. It's a nice shift, and there's a lot of parity in Formula One right now, which they haven't seen it in so long. And like you said, Aaron, this has been Lewis's race to lose. You know, Sebastian Vettel in a Red Bull won, you know, several years back. But I mean, right now it's Verstappen that's come in and he's, you know, slaying the dragon right there, where he's gone toe to toe. They've gotten mixed up a couple of times on the track. And I mean, they're great friends, but they're great competitors on the track. And it's not only that, with the resurgence of Red Bull, you know, how strong they've become again. And a lot of it, we've talked about different reasons why that's happened. you know, the car is a little bit different, and Red Bull's just engineered theirs better to where they're making the most with this package. But you know, McLaren is good, and Ferrari is good, and we're seeing, you know, Lando Norris and Carlos Sainz and Sergio Perez. I mean, we're seeing all these different names right now, where before it was Lewis Hamilton and the field. But now this has that little bit of that NASCAR feel where it's, you know, 5, 6, 7 guys on any given Saturday night or Sunday, whatever it ends up being, is capable of winning a Formula One race.
You know, is there anything for us to worry about in this area with Miami coming online next year with Formula One? Is that going to be a road race? Is that going to be through downtown and around those areas? Are they building a track in Miami next year, Rodney?
Buck, I think this is going to be a nice mix. For one, that race will be in March, and we'll stay with the October date here. But you'll have two very distinctive, you know, race courses. That one will be more of a street course situation, okay, set up over there, where we're the purpose-built, you know, world-class track here. And the beauty of this is, because there was still a question that maybe COTA would host back-to-back races this year because another race got postponed, and there's not another FIA-sanctioned, you know, approved track in the country other than Indianapolis. And Roger Penske is like, no, my track isn't ready for that right now. So, you know, and I don't know, maybe we still get a back-to-back here. But I think it's going to be a nice mix to where the United States will actually get, you know, two different events in different parts of the country on different courses. And now there's even a little bit of talk that Michael Andretti with Andretti Autosport is possibly buying one of these Formula One teams to where a Colton Herta or one of these guys in IndyCar could finally become that American driver that Formula One has never had. I mean, since Mario Andretti, you know, there hasn't been an American driver presence, you know, that's been a competitor. So I think we're seeing a massive shift in Formula One, which is much needed.
Yeah, Rodney Rodriguez is with us. The race is Sunday, 2 o'clock. It will be broadcast on ABC television. Also, a lot of the practices and qualifying will be broadcast on ESPN on the net level of several ESPN networks. So check your listings if you want to watch the qualifying that's going on out of COTA this weekend, today and tomorrow. Rodney, though, this text says that's Sir Lewis Hamilton, and that's true. He is a sir now. But let me ask you about the popularity of the sport, because I totally got into the Netflix series Drive to Survive that really took you behind the scenes with this global, you know, race league. It's pretty amazing. If you haven't seen that, I highly recommend it. You'll become a NASCAR or an F1 fan for sure. Very well done. But, you know, when you look at the schedule for next year, the 23 dates, several of them, including the Austin date, has an asterisk next to it, because this is the last year of the 10-year contract that started back in 2012, and they need funding on this, right? I mean, they still have to pay F1 $25 million to bring the race. The state was footing the bill on that, and as of after this race, that guarantee goes away. They've got to figure that out. What's your level of concern that we could lose this race if they don't get that deal done?
I'm very concerned, especially now, like what Buck asked about Miami. I mean, now there's another option. So should that be something that came to fruition? I mean, and it's been an ongoing battle. You know, it seems like this race, we've always had that where it's been in limbo, you know, up until, you know, 2 months before the race, and seeing that asterisk there. I mean, that's the first thing I went and looked for when I saw the schedule. I'm like, let me go look and see if that's there. And it's always there. So I'm hugely concerned about it, because it's a large amount of money that has to go into this production. And the Netflix series, that's a great point. I've talked to so many people that are making their way out there this weekend for the first time just because of that, because they got looped into that and they have just fallen in love with this, and they're just fascinated with what they're actually going to see in person. And I think that's something that bodes well for COTA, for this race, that you do have that influx that's going to bring the new fan in, because that's what you need to get. But still, the funding. I mean, those dollars are harder to get nowadays. I was talking to somebody in Fort Worth last weekend when we were talking about corporate stuff with NASCAR, and they said those dollars that were just easily floated around, they're not there anymore. They're hard to come by, and people just don't want to turn them loose, or they don't have them to put into motorsports, because there's nothing cheap in motorsports. So that's something that we're going to have to keep an eye on. What I think is so great this weekend is obviously the Texas bye week is going to be good to get local folks out, to get local businesses, all these local businesses that have been struggling throughout the pandemic. Hopefully this is something that's going to help them. But again, I know a lot of folks are short staffed, so it's going to be, people just need to be patient for one thing. But I think that that this weekend the weather's going to be great. I think this is really the NASCAR weekend was great. I think that these two weekends together hopefully are going to be something that's going to allow that funding and just a little bit of stability out at COTA.
You know, Rodney, will NASCAR start to look at COTA once again as they did last year? Are they still excited about the event that was out there? And it was a success, was it not?
Absolutely. They are definitely back. They'll be back in March. They'll be back in March of 2020. And again, that's a Speedway Motorsport, you know, Texas Motor Speedway conglomerate controlled event. And they actually last weekend at Texas and Fort Worth, you could actually purchase COTA tickets in conjunction with TMS tickets. So they're coordinating all of that, right? And I think that the NASCAR race, a great success, even with the, you know, it's kind of a crap show on Sunday, but
rain.
Yeah. But I think what I talked to a lot of people in Fort Worth, just regular, crowd that were making the way over from Austin. And that's what you need. You have to have that tie-in. And I think at the same time this weekend, you're going to have NASCAR folks that are going to give Formula One a chance that maybe haven't been to COTA before for whatever reason. There's a lot of people that are still upset, that CT or that Tahoe Hellman, the way all of that stood mm-hmm. out with Kevin Swanson and all of that. There's still a lot of people with a sour taste in their mouth. But I think NASCAR brought some of those people out there, even grudgingly went out there just to watch that. Now I think that folks are going to give it a chance to go back out there now that they've been there, they've experienced it. It's a beautiful race course. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, it's a beautiful place and all this other stuff, Billy Joel and, all this music. It's music all day Saturday, all day Sunday. There are so many things to do. This is like a massive county fair on the world.
Yeah, and when NASCAR does something, they do it first class. They go all the way in. They're into it. It's not like if Formula One was trying to hold a NASCAR race. NASCAR is good at putting on their events, correct?
That's the huge difference, and I think that's where the NASCAR fans that may have gone out, in May for the first time, that's where they're going to see the change, because Formula One, I mean, this is like you're walking up to the president.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is so tight-knit. I mean, there's not any of this. We were talking about it yesterday on a conference call, and I think it was Chad that said, NASCAR, you just walk up and, hey, I'm going to take a selfie with Junior. I mean, that's
right.
Not happening here. I mean, if you walk up and try to take a selfie with Sir Lewis Hamilton, you go into the clink, my friend, because they're going to haul you out of there.
Yeah, it is very. I mean, it's a global, event, and it's a global sport run by really, really rich people, and it's followed. But it is cool. This is the 10th year, and we talked about. I remember when we were covering the first race in 2012, and would this grow the racing community in Central Texas? Would that track being there and attracting these big time races grow the racing fan? Have you seen that in a 10-year period, Rodney?
It's so odd, Aaron. Race fans, a local race fan, which that's what I am. That's how I started out. We're a little temperamental. Sometimes it's like the bigger upper echelon stuff is just not what we get excited about. I mean, I do. I mean, I do. But I think what this has done, it's just brought it to a higher level. To where maybe the closet Formula One fan that gets up at 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning to watch them race wherever else now actually has an outlet right here, and I think what folks are really starting to appreciate is that we have this facility here, and you've got, Formula One and NASCAR, they're right there with the National Football League and Major League Baseball and NBA. I mean, these are huge, major organizations, businesses that are operating major sports in North America, and we've got, we've got it right here in our own backyard, our two-lane highway in Elroy. I think it's taken 10 years for people to really understand the severity of what we have here, but I think it's finally hitting home. What I'd like to see, what I think would be great out at COTA, would be if you had, like a Thunderhill Raceway, if you had a smaller track, or you had a dirt track out there, where you could have dirt track racing, a short track, something like that. Oh my goodness! Then here come all of your
race. Yeah, kind of the grassroots race fans that love that level.
Absolutely.
And then you have kind of the tiers.
I grew up on that stuff. I went to a lot of that in Pennsylvania with the Nazareth Raceway,
the Andretti's,
where they used to dirt track. I mean, that was a Friday night deal that you'd go there and just bump around and eat your pizza and watch the Andretti's go around and around.
Right.
Tell me about MotoGP. and its success. I mean, people like bikes, and people from all over this state come to MotoGP. They love that event, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there is such a motorcycle following, a motorcycle family, whether it be that, you know, MotoGP racing like that. I mean, there are so many supercross, you know, motocross fans around here, and that they're little motocross track. Well, they're not little, but there are motocross tracks just sprinkled all across our area right here. You wouldn't believe how many there are. But yeah, MotoGP, I mean, that weekend that they were here, I mean,
right,
you drive around, driving down Mopac, you see all these guys going by and they're wearing gear. I'm like, okay, is this dude supposed to be on the track or what's going on here? I mean, and some of them making these moves, I'm like, my goodness. But one of the things that came up over that weekend, I don't think it was much talked about because to me it's not really that big of an issue, but was that some bumps, you know, out there at COTA, track being a little rough. But you know, if you sit out there, I mean, it gets awful hot out there. I know we were talking about the almanac right there and our changing weather conditions, but I mean, think about all the years that COTA sat out there baking, you know, and then,
yeah,
of course we have this freeze that comes through, and there was a big argument about that. And I was talking to a guy the other day. I said, just take a look at the last 10 months of COTA. You had extreme heat, then you had a freeze, and then you had 3,000-pound trucks and NASCAR cars running across that surface that have never done that. That surface has never seen anything like that before. So it's taken a beating, but it adds character. And I think whether it's a bike or a Formula One car, man, this is what it's all about right here. This track is just starting to mature, and it's going to get better as time goes on.
Rodney Rodriguez, that's what you hear tomorrow morning on Revved Up ATX. Finally back on without a Texas game there in the mornings, Rodney. What else? And I know you and Stu Myrick are going to provide some great digital coverage throughout the weekend for folks who are headed out there or just want to keep up with what's happening at COTA, the qualifying, and then the race. Well, how can they follow you and Stu?
Absolutely. Jump on the Horn ATX on Twitter, and, of course, on the Horn Facebook page, we'll have you everything there. I'm at the Rodney R. Stu is at Stu Myrick, and basically what we'll do the first part of the day is we'll try to guide you in there. I mean, that was some of the cool stuff that we found, guys, when we did the NASCAR show out there was, you know, parking was filling up, and we were, like, updating people on the radio and online of what was going on, and I talked to a lot of people. They're like, man, thanks to you guys, you know, I need to go to Del Valley and ride the shuttle, and, I mean, that's how we'll start you out. We're going to get you into the place, and then as the day goes on and as the weekend goes on, we'll be updating you. We'll get in the trenches as much as we can. We'll probably get arrested or something. So, you know, for being in an unauthorized place somewhere, Stu and I aren't shy.
I don't do that.
About getting in the garage. But yeah, we're going to have so much content and just kind of take you inside. If you're not able to get to COTA, hit the Horn Facebook page or Horn Twitter page, and it'll be almost as good as being there.
Do you see Lewis Hamilton winning this? It's just like being at home for him?
No, you know, I don't think so. I don't think that Lewis is going to win this. And honestly, Buck, I don't think that Verstappen's going to win this. I think that Valtteri Bottas, the other Mercedes, I think he might be the one. I think he may be the one that comes out at the end of this. And I'm thinking these McLarens that have been so good. I mean, there's a lot of folks that are loving Danny Ricciardo. I think that's a couple of guys right there, Ricciardo and Bottas. Keep an ear open for those two. You might see one of those at the top of the podium.
Rodney Rodriguez, Revved Up ATX tomorrow at 11 a.m. on our Saturday morning lineup, brought to you by AMM Collision, and then the content digitally all weekend at our Horn Facebook page, at hornfm.com, and all over our socials. Thank you, Rodney. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, man. Look forward to
a recap next week.
Thank you, Rodney.
You got it. You got it, man. Always a pleasure, guys.
All right, Rodney Rodriguez, always a wealth of info. And yeah, that'll be interesting. I saw, you know, he talks about the growth of the interest of F1 because of that Netflix. I mean, not just because, but that Netflix series has driven a lot of people
mm-hmm.
to understand this sport because it really takes you behind the scene and you learn the drivers, you learn the teams. And
you learn the money.
Yeah, and it's completely captivating. Which now all of a sudden, wait, I love this show, and now they're going to be in my backyard. I'm going to go watch this and get up close on it. That has got people revved up. I saw where... on October the 16th, the driver from Mexico, what's his name, Perez, he was out at an appearance in Dallas. 15,000 people showed up just to get autographs from her. Like 10, 12,000 people, I think they estimated, were out to meet him. You can't get a ticket for this event this
weekend. And you can't get near that airport, by the way, too, so be careful.
Be careful out there. It'll be fun.
They say traffic is starting to get jacked up out there already today.
Checo Perez is the Mexican driver that's so popular these days. But that'll be fun. Enjoy the weekend. Taking a bye from Texas football. Cowboys football off. The Dakota can take center stage. Taking center stage next on our show, Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, making the big picks of the upcoming football weekend. It's B&E on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back to B&E, y'all. It's Friday morning. Good to talk to Rodney Rodriguez about what's about to happen out at COTA. And traffic is already starting to get a little tough out there in that area. So be aware of parking and where you can park and taking
shuttles,
the shuttles. You probably should have already had that in your business.
We've been running the messages from COTA for a couple of weeks now about the parking. Prepaid parking is already covered and full. But they have shuttles from everywhere. Del Valle, the airport, which is Del Valle.
Yep.
And then, of course, downtown, a lot of the hotels have shuttles. So make your plan. The website, Circuit of the Americas online, is where you're going to find
all that for sure. By the way, I forgot to buck off at O yesterday for being the, speaking of dirty little porn, poon king.
The poon king?
The poon king, yeah. Big buck off to him. Come on, Ed.
Hey, he reached the mountaintop and wanted to live the dream.
60 years old, now he's out. Now he's out and about.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, baby.
Hey, he's not married. He's out and about now.
Bringing the girls to practice.
And their kids. Bring the little ones.
Yeah, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. If it's Friday, just after 8:30, we're making picks with Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. He is in South Florida. Lee, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Miami Hurricane football's finished, so the Dolphins switched over to Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers each of the last couple nights. And Panthers are 4-0, Heat's 1-0, and actually feeling good about sports again.
The Hurricanes have to play NC State, though, do they not, Lee? They got one still?
Yeah. It's going to be tough. I mean, how about this? Miami's lost 6 straight games at home against the spread. I mean, back in the day in the Orange Bowl, and I know there are places that have seat more, but that 80,000 seat stadium, I thought was the toughest place to play in. I mean, for the Dolphins, you face the Dolphins or the Canes now. Now it's like 25,000 disinterested fans, and they got some problems. I think the only guy right now that can fix it is probably Mario Cristobal. And the question is, will Blake James, whose feelings were hurt after he left after 6 weeks when he joined the staff of Mark Richt to go to Alabama, will he make the call? That's it. He's about the only guy right now that can fix it.
It all changed with that miracle pass in Miami with that little Doug Flutie dude.
You're going back to the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, they won a bunch of championships after that.
Yeah, they did. Hey, Lee, we'll get to the picks, but is that what's the biggest issue there? Is it facilities still, or the investment from above?
They've got an indoor practice facility,
a $30 million
facility. The locker rooms, they're not LSU's locker rooms, but they're certainly good enough. I mean, the weather, where else can you go to class every single day, 365 days a year in flip-flops? So facilities are up to standards. They're just, you know what, they just had 5 bad coaches.
What they need is a personality like Ed O to come down there. They need the American Gigolo.
He was already down here.
Yeah, he was there at one point.
He was with Dennis Erickson under Dennis Erickson's staff.
Bring him back. Bring Ed O back.
I mean, he can recruit. Yeah, I think Chris Ball's the guy. He knows South Florida. You know, other than that, there's not many other choices. Someone like Billy Napier wouldn't work here.
No.
Yeah, not a big enough name. Maybe at LSU. Hey, Lee, the games this weekend, it's not a blockbuster slate, but there's some good ones in there, including a game with Clemson trying to get back into the race here, big picture. They play at Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's actually favored by 3 points.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, with not a whole lot, not many games going on in the Big 12, not many marquee games. We can talk about some other teams and talk about a team that slipped. I mean, Brent Venables. I mean, here's a guy that is waiting for the perfect job. He probably wishes that he left last year. He may not have the pick of the litter like he would have had last year. But, you know, they've got problems on the defensive line. top two out of three defensive linemen are done for the year. Three of the top five offensive linemen are hurt and won't play in this game. Last time the Tigers were a dog, 2016 to wow. Louisville, quarterback by Lamar Jackson here. They've dominated for that long. Kenny Pickett, what kind of job has this kid done? As long as he can get some type of semblance of a running game, I think he can do some damage here. He's thrown 21 touchdowns, just one interception. They win this game, and he looks good. I think he's going to be in the top three in the Heisman mix here. Clemson is getting nothing from their receivers, no separation, have no running game. Maybe the only guy that's looked decent is running back Kobe Pace, but usually the spread record will tell you a lot about the team. Tigers, 0-6 against the spread this year, make it 0-7. Pitt Panthers return to dominance, 31-20.
Like yeah. Pittsburgh, I like their quarterback, and they've got some nice wide receivers to go along with that kid too, yep. Lee. The next game, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, that's a battle of two teams looking to jump right back in the championship picture. And we saw Oklahoma State live and in person here last week. And, boy, can they run the football. And they don't mind running the football and letting you know they're going to run the football either, Lee.
They do. And they play defense. And generally the best teams that win games have the better defense. In fact, not allowed a team to score more than 24 points on them. Fourth quarter held Boise State, Kansas State, Baylor, and Texas now to a combined 7 points, which is impressive. But here's something after playing games for all these years. If you see a team that is unranked, favored versus a ranked team, covers 64% of the time the last decade. If you have a team like Iowa State, unranked, favored versus a top 10 team, if you take them, they cover almost 69%
wow.
of the time. So you look at numbers a lot of times, like NFL. A team is a 5-point favorite at home. They don't cover. Only cover like 38% of the time. So a lot of people around the country don't realize Iowa State, 2-1 in the conference, can still reach the conference championship game. I don't think, like Texas, if they're in the game, or even if they're up, they're going to just all of a sudden abandon the running game, like Texas did with Robinson. You know, Breece Hall had one of his best games, gained 197 yards and 2 touchdowns last week. I think with the pressure off of them, they're going to play their best ball here. Don't fall for the trap. Like I said, you have a non-ranked team playing a top-10 team here. Iowa State wins by double digits, 31-21.
31-21. Cyclones at Ames. Yep. And yeah, that is rare to have a top-10 team as a 7-point dog against an unranked right. team, but it is in Ames. To the NFL games, Lee, Las Vegas now with their new head coach, Rich Bisaccia. They play Philadelphia and a field goal favorite there.
Yeah, and I think Philadelphia's got some real problems on the offensive and defensive line. Looks like they'll get back one of their starters this week in Johnson, but you got to win the battles up front. And unless he can have a big game, running and buying time, this Vegas team is good. I mean, they finally have Josh Jacobs back. When he's healthy, they are a scary good team. So I know. They won one for their coach, but I think it's going to carry over. I think they're going to continue to play well for a while. I'm going to lay the 3 points here. I like Las Vegas here, 27-20.
All right, Lee, we'll stay in the NFL with the Ravens in Cincinnati. Cincinnati and Joe Burrow starting to find his way with his receivers. But this Baltimore team and Lamar Jackson not only can run it, they can throw it now, and they've got their weapons. Yep. Again, they're starting to get their speed receivers back, and Lamar right. getting the ball down the field to him. What do you think about this game?
So here's what Baltimore's done. They have a really good coaching staff. They make a lot of good, really good in-game adjustments. But after the first couple games, they realized that they need to make some changes on defense. So what they did, they cut down on the playing time with Patrick Queen, their weak side linebacker, on third downs. He was not doing a good job in coverage and not getting enough pressure on the quarterback. And then they also realized that Marlon Humphrey had to play either the best receiver or had to play the wide side. Their other cornerbacks were not covering in space. So here's a team that adjusts, and look where they are now. I think that even though Cincinnati's improved offensive and defensive line, they're not where Baltimore is. And then you have Lamar Jackson. You got to look at running the ball. I think that Cincinnati will probably gain 75, 80 yards in this game. Baltimore running the ball with their running backs, Lamar Jackson, probably 150, 160 range. So I think Baltimore wins this game here 30-20.
30-20 in a big AFC North battle. Final one. We just saw Tennessee the Monday night. Roll over Buffalo with Dennis with Big Derrick Henry. Now they get Kansas City in Tennessee, and the Chiefs are a 4.5-point road favorite here.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, Tennessee's rolling. And that was a great setup for them on Monday night. I mean, they were ready to play, and I just think that it's going to be tough for them to give their A effort again. I think Derrick Henry will have another big game, but yeah, they're going to score 28-31. But I just think that Kansas City, facing those weak, really weak defensive backs here, are going to do the job here. And this should be a barn burner. I like Kansas City, 41-31.
41-31, another double-digit win. So Baltimore, Kansas City, and Vegas to cover. Iowa State to shock, or actually as the favorite team, beat up on Oklahoma State. And you like Pittsburgh as well. Lee, it was good stuff. You had Oklahoma State last week over Texas, and now you got Iowa State going the other way. How can folks get to you this weekend and have some fun?
Well, we're going to look to keep rolling here, and if they want to get the Texas Tech-Kansas State game, it's a near pick'em game. We have a strong opinion on that game. Just call 800-400-9741. We'll hand you that game. And how about this? I was always thinking, you know, I hear there's a lot of people who like to join me, but, you know, maybe it's finances. That's usually the main reason they don't come on board. Well, I'm going to introduce a special. I think it's the perfect timing. It's the Equinox. We've got football going on, baseball playoffs, hockey, basketball started a couple days ago, and UFC. I'll give you 10 days of every selection I have, all five sports. That's probably 75 to 80 plays, just a $100 bill. That's right, a $100 bill for 10 days of action. We text you the plays, generally get texted to you about 2 o'clock weekdays, 10:30 on the weekends. And I know even if you're with me for one sport, you're going to want to try out the other 3 or 4 sports. If you're not with me, even if you're a $20 to $30 better, probably going to make your money back in 1 or 2 days. You've got the next 8 or 9 days for your profit. How do you hop on board? Get this once-in-a-lifetime special, ParamountSports.com.
Every time, ParamountSports.com. Lee, thanks a lot. We'll talk next Friday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Lee.
Great talking to you guys. Good hearing from you again. Okay.
All right. We're up against the break, so we'll talk about those picks coming up. But likes the favorites this weekend. We'll run through those. Also, after the top of the hour, our friend John McClain from the Houston Chronicle will join us. Is Deshaun Watson going to get traded before the deadline to the Miami Dolphins? We'll get with John coming up after the top of the hour. First, though, it's Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Did someone tell you that? Did someone tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just the gossip brought to you by Bud Light. The weekend is here. It's a Bud Light Football Friday and Racing Friday. Coda's going to be hopping this weekend. We just talked to Rodney Rodriguez. Not a ticket to be had for Sunday's U.S. Grand Prix, but there will be plenty of Bud Light there, I can promise you that. Enjoy it while you're watching the race and getting ready. Whatever you're doing this weekend, do it safe, do it smart, do it with the ice-cold Bud Light. All right, Buck, so you've given us an update on the homeless girl at the McDonald's. Now, over the weekend...
D-L-G-H. D-L-H-G.
The diminutive, not clean... homeless person yes. experiencing homelessness who you met yes. on Sunday of this past weekend. You were at McDonald's.
And then I went back.
And you gave her some food on Sunday.
Yeah, I gave her breakfast. Okay. I bought her breakfast, yes.
Because you felt like you wanted to do that.
Because she was approaching me.
And so did you give her just right out of your hand, here's some eggs?
No, I said, you go ahead and buy it. You go ahead and order it. I'll pay for it.
Give her cash.
Yes, I gave the cashier cash. I didn't put the money in her hands.
Oh, you paid it forward. I see what you did.
I paid it forward, yes.
But then she wanted a hug.
And I was like, no.
You're a diminutive, not clean person experiencing homelessness.
D-L-H-G, yes. But I didn't say that. I was just thinking
dirty
that.
Dirty little homeless girl.
I was just thinking it, but I didn't say it.
But
you know
so
what I mean?
You felt bad all week.
Right.
To the point where yesterday... on your way to your own lunch, you went yes. by there to tell her you're sorry for not hugging her.
No, I told her that she got me in a lot of trouble with the people. I said I'm on the show with the people, and she said you're not like a man of the people.
You wouldn't even hug me.
You wouldn't even hug me, and I'm like, well, there's a reason why I wouldn't. Scabies and other kind of things that are a possibility because I saw your grimy little fingers. And so she was like, that's cool. And then I asked to buy her lunch. She said, yeah, but am I going to get a hug? I'm like, yes, I'll hug you this time. And then she said she thought I got too close. So there was now the type of hug she was looking. She was
like, you went Vanessa Williams on her?
I didn't grab her by the waist or anything. No, but I hugged her. She was begging for a hug, so I gave her like a real hug. I didn't give her.
Since she lectured you.
So I got lectured on what type of hug she was looking for. She didn't want to get pregnant.
What?
So I guess I must have dove in deep. I should have gone with the butt back deal. You know what I mean?
Zay, where are we on this? We got to turn the page on this young lady, do we not?
Yeah, I think you need to leave this girl alone.
Why? Because now am I going to the part of stalking?
No,
and she did say to me, she goes, I don't even know why I'm asking for a hug from you. You don't even wear a mask. Maybe it's you the one that doesn't need to be hugging me.
I was going
to
go up to that. I'd be wearing a mask. COVID's still out there. You just had an incident.
I know.
How's your immune system?
Probably not good after that hug.
Come on, man. All right, so that's the update on the DLHG.
Yes.
Hopefully that's the last update. Stay away from that McDonald's, please. Alec Baldwin is in the news. This is an unfortunate story, to say the least, a tragedy. A cinematographer was killed on a movie set when Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun, misfired. The movie's director was also injured and rushed to the hospital.
Was it a prop cannon? I mean, did it get more? It got more than one person.
Well, let's keep in mind, this is a movie called Rust, and it's a Western.
Okay.
So it's being shot out in New Mexico. No pun intended. Filmed in New Mexico on a ranch. And apparently, there's a scene with a gun firing, and he fired the gun, and it
had some stuff
ended
in it.
Up dead. The cinematographer.
Well, blanks don't kill people.
I don't.
Bullets kill people, right? People kill people.
I don't know. There'll be an investigation. Alec Baldwin is pretty torn up, apparently. Obviously, just killed the cinematographer, and the director rushed to the hospital. Not good. Not a good scene there. A terrible story. That's out there as well this morning. You know what it's time for, Buck?
What's that?
The Blitz.
Okay.
Let's do it.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
I'm going to start sticking to my Hallmark Channel, you know, Christmas events now that have started tomorrow. That's what I think I'll be doing from now on, not hugging up to people. Because I know the ending of the Hallmark Channel. I know what that's going to end up like. First Blitzer, you're up.
Coach Sark. Give Bijan. Dude, shut up. Give it a rest. The horns are off.
Thank you very much. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes.
You shouldn't be out there hugging these young girls. This is R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. No, come on, man. I was playing I Believe I Could Fly this morning. Next Blitzer, you're up.
It's time to burn oil, baby. F1. Nothing like coming off that line in first place, not even looking back. You finally look back, the butterfly hits your stomach, and you got seconds to get rid of them and release your adrenaline, or you're not going to win the race.
You're not going to win the race. That's right.
Got to get that first turn.
Do your job. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Oh, my goodness, Bucky. You put a little hip in the hug. Now you're the dirty old man.
I didn't put a hip in there.
I didn't put a little hip in there. It was just total straight up frontal. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Bucky, this is dirty little homeless girl. Where's my Happy Meal?
Where's my Happy Meal? No. She did go for lunch, though. She did take the meal. Next Blitzer, you're up.
So if Washington State hires Banks, do they get the pole assassin and the monkey, too?
They get it all.
That would all come include. I don't think Jeff Banks is going to be the Washington State head coach. He is alumnus, though. He did play at Washington State.
It's not a bad gig. Pullman's not a bad place.
I don't think
feel like the outdoors
going to want to live there.
In Pullman?
In Pullman.
Okay. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Jay.
Yes.
Hey, I'm glad you're back. This is Bubbles.
Bubbles. Thank you, Bubbles. Appreciate that. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, you got to know that once you make something awkward, you can't go back and fix it. Just ask the people that say the J-E-T-S-S and the Samaje Perine guy.
Yeah, once it's awkward, just leave it.
Just leave it be?
You're not going to fix it. You're just going to make it worse.
Really? It's always going to be bad, right? It's never going to come out the right way.
Lectured by a homeless girl.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Common denominators. Time of possession, 34 minutes for the other team. 26 minutes for your team. Average rushing yards, 297, 135. Notice a trend?
Notice the trend. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Open your mouth.
and you take a bite of my chocolate salty balls.
Today is National
Nut
Day.
It's National Nut Day, isn't it?
It certainly is.
It's nothing to do with balls. We're talking nuts here. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, you put your money in the G-string and them girls butt-cheeked you at the Yellow Rose. Come on.
Come on, man. Come on, baby. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know better feeding cats. They never leave when you start to feed them.
They never leave, huh? Once you start feeding those cats, is that how that works? Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Hogan, you picked your walking shoes yet?
They keep telling me to get these hockey.
Oh! Shut it down!
They keep telling me to get these Haku shoes, H-A-K-U.
They're the comfortable walking shoes?
Yeah, they're the most comfortable walking shoes, according to the experts on the text line.
Okay.
We'll keep an eye on that. All right, so we've got good stuff coming up. John McClain, Houston Chronicle, longtime NFL reporter and man covering the league. He'll give us the 411. We're not going to ask him much about the Texans and the Cardinals game because we don't think that's going to be very close, but J.J. Watt does get to face his old team, and is Deshaun Watson about to be a former Texan? We'll talk to him about those things coming up. Also, we'll make our Supreme Lending picks for charity before the end of the program. It's a busy Friday on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260, streaming always on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.